您现在听到的是精简版的 Roundtable 节目，想收听并下载一小时完整节目，可以打开网站 CRIEZFM.com， 点击 Roundtable。Podcast 用户可以搜索圆桌会议。Men and women are totally two kinds of creatures. Girls are often complaining about the ignorance of their boyfriends in terms of understanding them, while guys are agonized by their girlfriends' non-stop requests to have a talk with them. So what do girls really want that guys should know or understand? 男性和女性似乎从来就是两种截然不同的生物，即使是情侣或者夫妻，也往往会因为互相不理解而发生争吵。那么女生究竟有哪些渴望被理解但是不被男生理解的事情呢？ There we are, trying to offer some very good relationship advice.
Ooh, tricky topic. I'll say one thing at least here. It seems that besides other things, there's different ways of thinking and often a different focus or emphasis. And there's a lot of people like to theorize and tell you that, oh, women are like this, men are like this, this is how it is, and that's not always that accurate.
Mm.
But it does seem that one major difference, which is really key to know, especially if you don't, that a lot of the time it seems that women, when they're talking, and if there's a problem, they'll just want to talk about it and share it with someone and have someone listen to it. Whereas with men, it's like, okay, there's a problem. All right, how do we fix it?
Mm.
I know this has happened with me personally. Like, I'll hear a problem, then I won't be thinking like, oh, that's so sad, you know, I'm sorry that happened. It's like, okay, well, how do we fix this? And I think that's very common for men to react in that sort of way and for women to actually just be looking not for the solution, but just for someone to share this with.
And also, I think the girl probably just wants to feel that you care for her. And if you just say, let's do this step 1, 2, 3, 4, you know, the action plan, here it is, without sort of a emotional comfort as a buffer, then I think females sometimes feel it a little bit hard to take. And also, there's this other example that, you know, women...They always, well, I think this is generalization, but let's just, you know, discuss by the general strokes, okay?
Mm.
So, a girl would want the boyfriend to stand by her side when it comes to any kind of discussion, when she has any kind of conflict with someone else.
Now, that is not completely true, I think. I think what the first example we cited, what Brian said about men trying to find solutions and women trying to find counsel, actually, in their boyfriends, instead of them solving the problems for them, that was kind of more accurate, and we can sort of more generalize it. But in terms of girls wanting guys to, you know, stick it up for them, to be behind them every time, is that
not
really
necessarily
true?
Sticking it up for her, but when, let's say, the two are having a discussion, but always showing that he's supporting you. If you're the girl.
On her side,
what if
yeah.
she is wrong? What if she's totally annoyed?
See, here's the tricky part.
Reasonableness is good, but again, it's hard to generalize, but it does seem that perhaps at least relative to men, women more often do want the, you know, people, probably the male in general, to be on their side. Like they, let's say there's been a dispute at work and the woman describes it. I think more often than men, at least, there's a desire to have the man or whoever stick and say, like, yeah, you know, like, be supportive of them and not take the other person's side, especially don't take the other person's side. Again, there's issues of whether or not, like, is that the reasonable thing? Does that make sense? But at least on a relative basis to men, this is something we might see more often.
Yeah, I think you sum it up pretty well. So basically, to show that you're supporting her, and if you have some useful, constructive suggestion, save that for later, after she's calmed down.
Mm.
I think that's useful advice, everyone.
Now that we're entering into this realm, it makes me feel as if women are babies and should be treated like babies, you know? Because I'm, you know, having this child and, you know, trying to read different books about child psychology. One of the things you do to treat children and their emotional or behavioral problem is that you do not target the issue first. You target the behavior. And you first try to agree with that emotion, you know, which triggered that behavior, whether it's sadness, anger, or what. You say, I understand. You've had a hard day, and your teacher is very strict on you. Yes, I understand. You know, first let them, you know, let out their feelings first, and then you try to target the source of the problem, which may be a behavioral problem or another problem. And then the kids will be willing to share with you their true intentions. Now, isn't that what we just talked about when we talk about how to deal with women?
But when we talk about babies and, you know, just being childish, I can't think of a better embodiment than men in general.
Really? Okay, let's do that. Okay, let's accuse each other.
Yeah, let's do that, Brian.
Okay.
Because, I mean, that example I just gave that we had this little chat about, I think it works for men as well. Let's say if a guy is super unpleased about something happened at work and he comes home and talks to you about it.
But guys don't do that, do they?
Do you complain about it? Sometimes guys do as well.
Okay. Yeah, well, look, whenever we're going to say something, using words always or
guys
never is pretty much always going to be wrong. Like,
exactly.
Those words are almost always wrong. So there will be counterexamples. I would say I think that kind of thing happens more often with women. Like, you know, the dispute at work and wanting, you know, not to have them side against them as they perceive it. In terms of that, in that sense, perhaps if we're to make this into a dispute of that sense, then maybe men are more reasonable in that sense. But I think it's a difference of where they're unreasonable, because people are unreasonable, and men and women express kind of have this in different sorts of ways. I think men often... Well, I think sometimes it's men are often more direct in some ways, which people might mistake sometimes for being reasonable, and women might think about things, again, on average or more often than men in a different sort of way. But I don't know. In terms, actually, one sort of difference I see is responsibility, and I think more often than not, there's maybe a greater trend of this for women than men.
Ah, okay. So now you're saying something good about women, actually, by saying that.
I'm making a comparative statement.
Okay. Yeah. Everything is comparative here. But I think science actually has proven the kind of differences between men and women. As I think there is some scientific research that shows that the male brains tend to have more connections within each hemisphere, the left and right, while the female brains are more interconnected between the hemisphere. And as we know, these two hemispheres are sort of in charge of different things, right? Logic, more rational stuff, and more sensitive stuff. So when men and women are dealing with the same issue, men tend to use entirely one of their brains, and while women tend to use both logical sense and their emotional sense to try to target that situation.
Yeah, and it seems maybe men might get, again, maybe in a more general sense, might get more focused on this, whereas the woman might take a more holistic perspective, which in some ways the holistic perspective may not be as effective, but then again, the single-mindedness might miss some things. Well, one thing that has come to me, which I find unreasonable, and hopefully someone isn't listening so I don't get in too much trouble here, shopping. Ladies, do you really need to go shopping and have all these new clothes, all these new purses, and all this junk?
Junk? And then when you guys get, like, you know, all these, like, car models and weird stuff, not the people models, okay, the you know.
Oh, people models are okay.
The items, and that would be nice, right? So, I mean, and all those computer games and all those kind of things, we don't get it either. And you guys spend a lot of money collecting these, like anime miniatures and things, and they're so expensive. Don't get it at all. When girls shop and dress up, at least we look good, not only for ourselves and for our boyfriends too. You are lucky to have a girl like that.
Oh, no. And also, what is the situation for a perfect argument? When a guy is either watching sports or playing his computer game, a girl wants to have a long talk with him about something.
Yeah, that's a recipe for trouble right there. But I would say you don't need to buy stuff.